This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
All right, 11:02 here on the Fan. It's the Tiki and Tierney Show. It's a good beat. 877-337-6666. So the three names, really, that we are dissecting, the three situations, obviously the judge stuff, which is paramount, the Lindor stuff, which is becoming unavoidable, and the Chapman stuff, which adds to our level of discontent, despite the sterling numbers still and the perfect 9-for-9 hollow empty save stat. He's a mess.
Yeah.
Listen, and by the way, Boone, I get it. I'm not pressuring Boone to yank him now. There's no need to. You know, let's see where King goes. Let's see where Holmes goes. Let's see if Loaiza rediscovers, you know, he's been a bit of a B-minus for me this year. There's been a little bit of a step off, but I still think he can recover. You don't need to make this announcement now.
No.
But there is not a single Yankee fan on the planet that wants that. I would almost rather see Diaz has had a really good year. But like, Diaz is far more reliable to me than Chapman is.
Well, so far he has been, simply because
This year,
because of, I don't know if it's health or just refinding himself. He's real committed to, I got a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. I can touch 100 if it needs to, and a 96-mile-an-hour slider that you can't hit, and he knows it, right? In fact, he got in a little bit of trouble last night, Edwin Diaz, because he got enamored with his fastball.
Talking about Diaz now or
Diaz,
Chapman
still? Okay, gotcha. About Diaz. Chapman, I haven't really looked at his pitch sequence, but Diaz got into, you know, the sequence. I forget who the batter was in the ninth inning. Dylan Carlson. He struck him out on 3 straight fastballs. It was just like fastball, 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 gone, sit down. And then Tyler O'Neill gets up and he's like, all right, I got this fastball going. Let me throw another one. Strike, first pitch. Second one he threw was now his fifth in a row. Mm-hmm. He gave up a base hit and then he lost his control a little bit and he walked Harrison Bader. He walked Brendan Donovan, and then he got back in control and struck out Harrison Bader to end it. So 3 strikeouts in his save. Just felt impressive, especially with the variety of locations and just command of his fastball and his slider.
Yeah. You know, the thing, too, and obviously Lindor is a central theme for this team now, and Buck was talking about him post-game. Do we actually have that cut with Buck? I thought I heard it in the morning show where I know we referenced it, but he basically said, you know, he's going to be a contributor. Well, he better be a contributor.
At the very least.
I feel like Grimes from the Knicks is a contributor.
Yeah.
A guy who's trying to find his way in the league.
Yeah.
A contributor. Wow. Okay, is that where the bar is now? I mean, it's going to obviously be elevated.
Yeah.
And I get what Buck, this is not a knock on Buck. He's doing what he's got to do to make sure his, in theory, star gets his head screwed and starts raking. Well, but man, oh man.
In some ways, this is kind of what you need your skip to do. You need Buck Showalter to take the pressure off of him, like deflect away from the negativity. It could be real easy to sit back and say, when asked this exact question, say, yeah, Francisco Lindor, he's got to step up. We're paying him heavily. He needs to be a star. He's being paid like a star. Like, he could have said that.
Oh, he knows that's the worst
thing to
say. And then
all of a sudden, Francisco Lindor finds an enemy in his skipper.
Yes, right? And he's actually been a great ally so far.
And so he's been a great ally. In fact, I think earlier this year we were talking about how Buck will sit and talk with these guys and have conversations with them. But it is a little bit disconcerting when asked specifically about Francisco Lindor, and the Buck Showalter says this.
He's not at the level that he spoiled us with there for a while. It's really hard to do, but I don't worry about him. He's playing a good shortstop, playing with great effort, engaged in every game, every inning.
Okay, you know, Buck knows the scene, and Buck knows the city, and Buck knows the game. So he knows whatever comes out of his mouth, he already sees the story before he says it, which is one of the great things about Buck, one of many. You know, of course you don't bury him. That would be moronic.
Yeah, but we're also not going to just focus on the fact that he's playing good shortstop.
No. I mean, he's not Jose Oquendo or Santana or some other, you know, soft, he's not supposed to be, some other soft-hitting, slick-fielding, you know, shortstop. From the 80s, he was one of the truly elite all-around players in the game for a couple of years. And right now, he does not resemble that, nor did he resemble it a year ago. 877-337-6666. Let's get Phil, who's in River Edge, New Jersey. What's up, Phil?
How you doing, fellas?
What up, Phil?
Listen, as you know, I'm a long-term Mets fan, okay? And for Buck to say he'll be a solid contributor at $341 million, okay, is ridiculous. I didn't expect him to bury him, but I would expect you'd set the bar a little bit higher. And I got to tell you guys, I blame Sandy for this crap. I got to, you know, listen, I'm a Mets fan. I wanted Lindor, don't get me wrong, so I'm not going to be a hypocrite, okay? I get it, but I don't run the team, right? Mm-hmm. And to sign him, before you saw what he can do in New York, with all of those shortstops that came out, to me, was egregious. And I don't blame Cohen, because Cohen's got the money. He's going to say, you know what? I want to make a splash.
And he's going to trust his baseball men. But who would you rather have?
Right.
Correa looks is hurt again. Seager's been underwhelming. Who would you rather have?
I'm not sure, guys. But I don't think we would have necessarily spent more than $340 million had we waited to the end of the year.
Oh, jeez, at this point, it's not even worth $200 million.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Who knows if Lindor can play in New York? And come on, man, we've seen plenty of star athletes or middle-of-the-road athletes that when they get to New York can't function.
But Phil, let me ask you, and we've seen some. There's no doubt. But name a guy, and maybe I'm missing somebody, but name a guy who came here in his absolute prime and was undeniably, unequivocally, universally accepted as one of the better players in the game, who just forgot how to play in any sport. Name the guy.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I get that. I get it. There's no doubt. I just, day in and day out, fellas, I watch every game. When Lindor comes up in a crucial situation, I hope, I pray, I said, come on, Francisco, this could be your defining moment. This could be what turns things around. And you want to know what? He just doesn't come through, guys. He doesn't come through in clutch moments.
So far, he's not. I got you. You see the tide's turning, buddy.
Oh, I know it is.
That's how it is in the city. You know it well.
You have to perform. You just have to perform. And it's not fair always, because especially in baseball, because of the cyclical nature of it. You're going to go through some slumps and some, you know, I don't know, 2-10 months, and you can still rebound from it. But it just feels like in the moment when the team needs it most, because of some injury things that are cropping up here, there's a little bit of a pressure situation, like a bubble, a pressure bubble floating around the Mets right now. You need the guy who's making a ton of money and expected to be your star to step up and do it, and he's not. And I don't think there's going to be cracks internally, because I don't think this Mets team is built that way, right? Mm-hmm. There's not guys that are, yeah, there's no clicks. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like there's clicks. It feels like they're all trying to be in one hole together as opposed to I'm going to hang out over here. I don't know that for a fact, but it feels like there's no clicks there. But if your star isn't performing, eventually he gets put in his own, you know? And it's hard to come back from that sometimes.
By the way, I meant to say this yesterday. Shout out to Starling Marte, who's on the bereavement list. He's got a lot going on there.
If
you know his story, not just his aunt or his grandma, but his wife.
His
there's a lot of things
2-year
there.
2-year anniversary of his wife passing away.
Yep. Really sad. So hopefully he's going to be back soon, and he's going to be in the right state of mind. And I don't know, and I certainly hope it's not nearly as dire. But shout out to Gary Cohen, who missed the games yesterday. He's expected back pretty soon, and Gary's great. So the booth, I mean, listen, he did a good job, Randazzo, but he's not Gary. It just sounds different, you know. It sounded good. Mm-hmm. That's not a knock, but Gary's Gary. Let's get Al in Keyport. Al's on the fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Al?
What's up? I'm being redundant, but he got the money. It takes a special person to get the money and still want to play. Bryce Harper, he's been hitting since he's a kid.
Yep.
When you get that money, it takes a special person. He lost his drive. He's got that. I wanted them to get rid of him last year when he pulled the crap. It's guaranteed anyway. What's the difference? Pay him and get rid of him. Lindor. They get the money. Some people can do it and still play good. Other people, you get it's human nature. Once you get to the top, it's hard to stay there because you lose your drive. And some people have it, and some people don't. Evidently, he lost his drive because he was a decent player. He was never this bad. He's terrible.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah, no, I mean it's got to be about more. And now, I mean, I can't fully say that he's lost his drive.
That's not fair. What an indictment!
Why not? But he's not producing. But this is what it looks like. And he just lost it. I played sports my whole life. If you don't have it in your heart to play hard,
but Al, you didn't play Major League Baseball, Al. None of us did. Come on.
But Al, I think
played baseball. We all played. It's the majors,
but Al. I think it's more. I think it's more.
It's all relative.
It's hard.
It's the heart. It's the ideology. It's not. It's not the skill now.
I know, but you don't know if that ideology applies to him. That is patently unfair to the young guy. I mean, come on.
What else is it then? He has the skill. What else is it? He's not trying hard.
Maybe he's hurt. I don't know. But to say that he's just bagging it because he got paid is... I mean, talk about this now.
That's
disrespectful.
By the way, this is appreciate your call, Al.
Thanks, Al.
This is the problem with getting paid. I mean, it's never a problem because you're paid. Right, you're $341 million. He's good, man. He's got some generations
better than all of us.
Exactly.
We should all have Lindor's problems.
He could not be good again, and he's got generations taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But getting paid can often be a double-edged sword because ultimately, if you have a bad year, people will say exactly what Al said, even if it's the farthest thing from the truth. But the challenge for an athlete is once you do get paid and make some money, you got to make your goal different. Right, it's got to be. I want to be the best at what I do. Period. And I'm not compromising that. If I'm doing something wrong, I got to find help and get it right. Now, it's hard in baseball to really look at this because of how long the season is, and this could just be a little dip. He's going through his dip early in the year. But
last year though?
Last year was
just a longer dip.
No, last year. Well, here's the problem. It becomes one excuse after another. This is what I'm talking about. So last year it was. All right, the fans don't support us. So you know what? Screw you, fans. And then once you go that route, I mean, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you're not winning. In New York, you're not winning that battle, period. I don't care how good you get. If you are telling the fans to go F themselves, you're not winning that battle.
Never.
They're not cheering for you again, period. Right?
Well, they'll cheer for you, but then they'll, he's hit home runs since and they've cheered, literally. But the point being, once there's the slightest hint.
That's right.
At a malaise.
Yeah.
That's it. You get treated differently.
Yeah. They become fair weather.
And I'm fine with that.
They become fair weather.
Mm-hmm.
But for a guy who's going to be here for a decade, you can't have fair weather fandom for that guy.
Well, I'll tell you this, and Al, thanks for the call. Listen, we have a little fun. I'm not jumping on you. I know you call a lot. It's all good. But here's the thing. I've got to defend Lindor or anybody else that received that level of criticism from a caller. Like, it's one thing if a guy's not hustling.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing if a guy's 25 pounds overweight, visibly out of shape. It's another if the guy's always hurt, and maybe that's a byproduct of not being in shape. But to say that he's checked out and really no longer has the incentive or drive to be great. Number one, we don't know that. And that's just a little early for that, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little unfair. That's all I'm saying. But appreciate the call. Ronnie's in Staten Island. What's up, Ronnie?
TNT, the best in the morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Appreciate it.
The only ones on the morning.
I got a question for you.
What's up, Slot?
Tiki, I got a little Rydell helmet you signed for me years ago. It's sitting right on top of the bed.
Nice.
So I try to
on top of the bed?
Yeah, I love it.
Well, you bring Tiki into the bedroom. All right.
No, come on. I got you and one, and I got Namath on the other.
Nice.
Okay,
nice.
How's that?
Good company,
that's
man.
Great.
Good company.
Listen,
great.
I got a question for you. You talk the truth. Anybody that's going to get somebody, I feel, out of a rut. First of all, the money. Everybody's talking money, money, money.
Yeah.
If you make the money, you're going to do. You produce. You got to do this. They're gonna watch you with an hourglass right on top of you.
That's right.
Buck is one of the. I feel is one of the better coaches right now in baseball. If he can't get this kid, because I'm a little older, if he can't get him and say, all right, like you say, you go into a slump, he might come out of this and just blow everybody's ass out at the end of the year. We don't know that.
Yeah.
But I feel that if it gets any worse, he's going to pull him by, he's going to sit him down. Not going to let him play. Oof. This guy is but if you look on the field, his defense is good.
Of course.
But his hitting.
And his base running's good.
Base running, hitting, everything else except for what they're kind of, you pay $340 million for.
When you were playing, 20,000, 30,000, 100. This is not, you're talking, this, the money is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's hard
to put your mind around it, you know, Ronnie.
Yeah, it's hard.
But here's the issue, not the issue, but here's the thing I look at with Francisco Lindor. And look, Buck Showalter may do something like that. May say, hey, look, we might limit you in some capacity. But he's only going to do that if he believes that Francisco Lindor will get motivated by it. Like, he'll respond positively to it. And I think that Buck, one of his greatest skills is understanding the personality of his players. He was like that every step of his career. It's why, you know, he's been so successful, because he gets the most out of his players.
Especially with bad teams. That's always been in his DNA. He's an elevator.
That's right. Certain guys, you know, look, we got to sit you down, and they'll respond to it. Other guys, you just got to let them play through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know who Francisco Lindor is in that regard, but my gut is that Francisco is the kind of that wants to play through it. He doesn't want to sit and watch someone else do his job.
Because
that's grossly disrespectful.
Yeah.
And so I think for Buck, I'm just responding to what Ronnie was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Buck, he's going to try every other way to get Francisco Lindor to try to snap out of this melee at the plate. Because he's doing everything else right. And that's why you point that out, right? Look, he's great. He's great in the field. He's making some good plays. He's going to contribute. But he's got to start hitting. And we all know that. And I think Francisco Lindor knows that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like saying, you know, a guy walks off the PGA Tour, he shoots an 81. You're like, you know what? His approach shots were actually pretty decent. I mean, what does it mean when you shoot an 81 on the PGA? I don't mean us.
Yeah.
I mean on the tour.
I'll take 81.
I'll take any day of the week. I got you.
No, I wouldn't. I'd start getting greedy and want to go under.
That's 80. True. That's human nature. You're right. You start sniffing 81 regularly. You want to be. If you shoot an 85, you're not happy.
That's right.
I would imagine. Not that I would know. So yeah, I get it. It's an old school. You know, bench him or sit him or whatever. You're not going out to Guillerme's not playing shortstop for a week straight while Francisco Lindor sits on the bench and watches.
That's right.
Simply not happening. But he's got to get going.
In the car.
We're running.
In the shower.
Hot now. Hot water, hot shower.
Bring the fan with you anywhere on the Odyssey app. Download and search WFAN.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, this.
A scrub is a guy that thinks he's fine. This also known as a...
Wait a second. Just shut this song off.
BT, you don't love this? What are you talking about?
Forget about that. First of all, didn't we already solve this last week?
What?
Didn't we say scrub it from the stupid system?
Well, first of all, you talked to Dove, so that definitely did not happen. And second of all, what's wrong with scrubs anyway, dude?
Like,
first of all, this is a...
If you're a girl, then it's like your anthem. It's great, I'm sure.
This is a great anthem in general. And come on.
this.
You're telling me back in the day you were rocking to this song back in the day?
This song did nothing for me.
Okay.
Ever.
What?
And
what
I'm going to guess
what?
That it does close to nothing for our audience. So here's what needs to happen. Spike is, I walk down the hall. I was just, I'm a very social guy. You know, I like to throw the football around. I like to say hi to everybody. Spike was locked in. It seemed like a fairly high-level meeting. His door was shut. It's never shut. Very much like Buck and like Aaron Boone, an open door policy. So when the door is shut, I know that he is not to be bothered. So that means, you know, he's not listening. So just get rid of that song. But he'll never miss it.
But BT, there's not one song that you like that he plays.
No, that's not true.
What do you actually like?
Every song that we've come back to today I've liked. What?
The three of them.
No. I mean, what is it? So we started the show, so we had 10, 20, you know, we've had four songs. So we're hitting, you know,
it's
750.
It's the same rotation. You're stuck in
your
ways, bro.
You gotta get rid of the song. It's just, it's awful. I think you should do scrubs every time. What these guys, listen.
BT, right, it's good for you to get in touch with that side of your...
I am in touch with
that's
a
like
sensitive
your youth,
side. Yes, I was running around singing Scrubs.
Dude, that song came on all the time 20, when I was like 15 was. Or 16. All the time.
Oh, don't back up Spike's odd, eclectic musical taste here. All right, guys, listen. And we have to make this rule because Tiki, I think you heard this, but you were looking something up. So Spike's in a meeting right now.
Yes.
He's not listening to the show.
Uh-huh.
And
he probably is listening.
He's not. I just walked back there during the break. He is on.
But it's got to be on. Like, it's on.
Definitely. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's definitely on.
It's a high-level call. It's what I heard.
Yes.
It's what I heard. Maybe about our ensemble cast. I don't know. Honestly. I mean, he's not to be bothered. He's not listening right now. So I don't want to have to waste the audience's time once a week to wait. This is getting old now. We started in January. Some of these songs suck.
You sound like you're personally offended.
Because I am a vibe guy.
Yes,
Unlike you. No, listen. Here's the difference. Unlike you, who just goes with the punches and is very... I come back from commercial break. That is one of my many jobs on the show.
Yes.
We have different roles, right?
Yes.
And if I don't, it's my walk-up music to home plate.
Okay, just...
And I need four quality at-bats, like we have four hours in a show.
We'll do this, BT. Just relish in the fact that you are not a scrub. That you are who she's talking about. You're who she's talking about.
Great.
I just got a text message, by the way, from Spike.
What
the high-level meeting is regarding the music and how you keep on bashing it. And the upper management getting pissed off.
Listen, one thing that I've always been, I'm a good employee. But I'm also one that, you know, will respectfully stand my ground when I need to. So when Spike is done with the meeting, have Spike come in. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about this on the air. Because this is now a disservice to the audience because it's taking away time that we can spend on real stuff.
Yes, because you
so stop with
you
this
can't,
stupid
you can't
music.
Ignore it. You can't ignore
it. We got Yankee tickets coming up next hour. Field level, suite seats, 1220. And by the way, this is going to be really good. We'll do this later in the show. You want to talk about two different opinions? Two top level NFL talent evaluators with two, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, two very, very radically different take on Zach Wilson and the Jets' fortunes for the season.
Mm.
I want to get that in as well.
That's not a good thing.
Well, it depends who you believe.
That's what I mean. The fact that there's no consensus.
877-337-6660. Although I'm sure it beats Tony Romo telling us every summer how great Sam Darnold's going to be.
Let's see. Who are you're talking to? You want to ask about Sam Darnold? Okay. Sam Darnold's going to be
best.
A stud.
He's going to be the best. He actually told us he was going to take the baton from Tom Brady as the best quarterback in football.
He
That's what Tony Romo told us three
and
years ago.
And then he
ago.
Said the same thing about Zach Wilson.
He did. He plays the hits, huh? We're talking about Judge and the contract push and just even beyond, let me reframe that. It's not even about the contract push. It's about this push for one of the best modern seasons offensively in Yankee history. Lindor, Chapman, a lot of baseball out of the chute. Let's get to Reviel and Maywood on the Fan. What's going on, buddy? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
We're good.
Two things, man. I just think I want to talk about the Judge contract a little bit. I just think the Yankees should go 7 years, six guaranteed, with one option at 40 mil the first 4 years, 40, and then you start tailing off a little bit, maybe 32 the fifth, 30 the sixth, and then they pick up the seventh at 30 guaranteed and add some incentives in there.
Yeah.
Maybe that works.
That's not a bad deal.
Well, hold on.
And by the way, we talk about this all the time.
How is it a good deal? So you said the first 4 years at 40 million a pop, 160. Boom. Yep. You said the next 3 years at roughly 30 as you kind of scaled down. That's 120. So 160 and 120 is 280. How is that a great deal? It's not even 300.
Yeah, but then.
But the AAV is big.
I'm talking about from Judge's point of view.
At the first 4 years, you got at 40 mil up to 35. He's probably still at his prime there. And then, you start tailing off a little bit as you get scared away that he gets a little older and stuff like that. So yeah. I think it works.
Look,
out
Raviel, good. Raviel, you're right. He's not getting 300 million like Manny Machado did or like.
He's getting $300 million.
Let's be honest.
I don't know, man.
He's getting three.
But you can't do it. It's not enough. Appreciate your call,
thanks,
Raviel.
One more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
BT, I just have one trade that I think that would make the Yankees so complete. Ooh. And I love this dude.
Go ahead.
I would love for the Yankees to trade. How about this, BT? Aaron, Luis Gill, and maybe throw somebody else for Cedric Mullins, the center fielder from Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, it's almost like a modern Mickey Rivers. I hear you, man. They're going to have to do something. Raviel, thanks for the call. Gallo's going to be gone or just simply not playing in big spots. They don't need a star. Just get somebody who could run, who make a little contact, steal a bag, play some D. And I think that's eventually going to happen. Maybe Reynolds, you kind of hear Reynolds from the Pirates, or not from the Yankees necessarily, but that's been intimated on talk radio. The thing about the Judge deal, Teague, and this
I got
is,
it.
Go, okay.
I got
good.
It here.
What do you got?
So this is his year 30 season.
Yes.
So starting next year, year 31 season.
All right.
40.
I'm fine with
40.
That. Okay.
40.
Okay.
40.
We just had this. That's 160. We 40. Just talked about that. Oh, so you're going 200 so guaranteed
year,
five. Bang.
Year 35
yep.
season, which he should still be Aaron Judge.
Yep.
Even if he's hitting, not 63 like he's going to hit
28 home
year.
Runs. And
he's going to hit 35 home runs.
30, yep,
35
yep.
home runs.
Yep. And if he's healthy.
And it's healthy, gives you 90 RBI. So that's first 5 years.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. What are you going to go down to now?
And then.
Year six is what?
35.
Now you're just going to keep descending a little, pairing it off a little bit.
35,
gotcha.
And then 30.
35.
30, 35, 30.
265.
270. 35, 35, and then 30.
Oh, you said 35, 30.
Yeah,
my bad. So 270. Okay, so that's what, $30 million more than he was already offered? How is that appealing?
No,
the guy's threatening Don Mattingly's 85
season. It's a year later. That's actually $100 million in the back end. The last three is $100 million. So it's an eight-year $300 million deal.
Oh, okay. That's a little different. Eight years.
I did it. So that's how you can look at it.
Got it. Okay.
Sign me up.
I wasn't listening to that last year. Eight years, $300 million. Now, I don't know what the Angels would do, the Dodgers, whomever.
That's the challenge.
That's fair.
Because I say this all the time in football. It doesn't always hold in baseball, but it does sometimes. It certainly does with Francisco Lindor, who we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You get the free agency, you're overpaying. Right, if the Angels or whoever, just Texas Ranger, whoever wants to go spin for Judge, they're going to overpay.
Maybe Seattle, they got some
Seattle,
young kids.
Exactly.
Yeah,
though their numbers are kind of deceptive, they're good. They're playing well, but the numbers deceptively, they're giving up a ton of home runs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someone else overpays, but if you're the Yankees, this is swallowable. This is what you want to give Aaron Judge after this season because he's not going to negotiate it before.
So it's not a scrub contract.
That's
what
right.
You're saying.
I don't want no scrubs.
You actually like that song?
I don't mind it. I mean, it's
well, let me put
it's
it
a
this
catchy
way.
Song.
I don't have I don't have this great distaste for the song. Like if I heard it in my car, it's changed immediately. No, it's gone. It's gone.
Aren't you sitting there
within
going,
a second?
Yeah, that's right, girl. You don't need no scrubs. You want a guy like me.
BT used to say that. Now BT's hanging up by thread.
Didn't you have like a favorite member of TLC though? Like was it Left Eye?
Left Eye. Yeah.
T-Boss,
25
Chili.
Years ago. So chili. Whatever. Brings
but
back chili, memories.
But
let's go.
Chili was the DJ, right?
Well, no.
One was just the DJ, right?
I don't remember.
I can't remember that. She sang it a little bit. But
she sang a little. I think that was...
I was more of a Nata Cherry fan. Didn't she sing the Buffalo Dance?
Who is that?
Nata Cherry. Does that ring a bell?
No. Dolph, did you slip that in his ear? I don't know who that is.
No. He didn't. Well, yeah, I'm getting Nata Cherry. Look it up. Did I get the name right? Nata Cherry?
It actually sounds familiar, but I
used to see that on MTV when we were kids. The Buffalo Stance or the Buffalo Dance? Nothing pops up?
Nata Cherry?
Or Google. Yes.
No.
What?
Not a find in it.
N-A-N-A, you know, new word, cherry? Buffalo Stance?
I mean, you're going to get me in trouble
Buffalo
with...
Buffalo Stance?
You're going to get me in trouble with HR.
Buffalo... No. It's not like that.
Nana Cherry. YouTube, and this girl is pulling up her pants.
I did like, yes.
Nene?
No, not Nene. She's not Nene Hilario.
N-E-N-E-H?
N-E-N-E-N-E-H. Take a look.
I found her.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's called the Buffalo Stance.
Okay, but N-A-N-A Cherry is a little bit different.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Well, that's true. Yeah, I wasn't trying to be weird there.
Compilation videos, no panties, no bra, one place swimsuits. That's what I get from Nana.
You don't remember the song? Hang on. Wait, hold on. You gotta remember this one. This is from like early high school. This is a good song. Ooh, that people know the damn. You don't know. God, look, Teague, this is your style, dude. This is like Do the Right Thing era. This, look at her. Look at the earrings. Salt and pepper earrings.
Yes, I've never heard that song.
I liked her.
Don't know what this is.
Give me no scrubs.
I'm watching it right now.
Give me no scrubs. Yourself there, huh?
Give me no scrubs.
Is this from 1988?
89, 88. I mean, I didn't watch MTV much past that, except when it was the show singled out, you know, and they had the... You know,
Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, we know why we watched that. But also, not just Jenny. Not just
right, Carmel Letcher took over.
Absolutely. who was the better hostess?
When they were both together?
I'm going to still go Jenny McCarthy. Okay. I'm going to go Jenny. Teague, who are you going?
Carvin, I wasn't paying attention. Jenny? I got to get on my phone without Wi-Fi to look at Jerry.
All right, 8773. There's nothing perverse about it, dude. It's a music video that ran rampant on MTV. Am I missing something here? I am missing something. But the old magazine, is that what you're referencing? That's kind of what I feel like you're referencing, but I don't think you are. All right, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Siri, play WFAN."
All right, 11:46 here on The Fan. It's the Teague and Tierney Show. Twitter at Teague and Tierney. Our number is 877-337-6666. Rangers tonight. Let's go. Take it on them Canes. See what happens here. Go get them, Igor. You're going to have to be great to advance this series again. We'll do that a little later. I found it very interesting. Now, listen, player evaluation is always the height of subjectivity. What you see might not be exactly what I see, etc. But yesterday, two things simultaneously hit, you know, the air, the sphere, however you want to. And they were so different about the projections and thoughts on what the 2022 Jets will be. I got to run it by Teague. I got to run it by you. We'll do that a little later as well. Yankee tickets coming up at 12:20 right on the field. Great seat. So that's where we're going with Judge, Lindor, Chapman. A good baseball day here on The Fan. 877-337-6666. Louie's up in the Bronx. What's happening, Louie? How are you today?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Didn't left eye Lopez burn down Andre Bad Moon Rising's house in Atlanta?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, definitely.
All right, anyway, getting back to I'm listening to you guys with the Mets. It's like the sky is falling with you guys. Listen, all right? Everything you're saying bad about him, why don't we get to the good things?
Yeah.
A closer looks good, finally.
We're only talking about Lindor. I mean, Diaz okay, looks great. We said at the beginning of the show, Edwin Diaz is better than Chapman right now. He's the best closer in New York.
And our starting pitching is nice. And with all the shortcomings and Escobar not hitting and Lindor isn't hitting and we're not hitting. Well, you know what? I can't say we're not hitting in the clutch because we have a lot of two-out RBIs.
Mm-hmm.
All right? With everything being said, right, 10 games over 500, only the Dodgers – better in the loss column, two games in the loss column with a second best team. And as far as Lindor giving him the money, all right, it was timing. That's it. We needed a shortstop. We needed a guy. We gave it to him. If he was in last year's class of shortstops, he would have been the third one pick.
Yeah,
I would take Seager, I would take Correa, then him, and then Story. So it was all about timing. And with our owner, You see, normally a deal like this would hamstring us for years. Okay, for years. With this owner, like he did with Cano, he told his management, make the correct baseball decision. And they cut him. He don't care about money.
Yeah.
At the trade deadline, whatever we need, he will go get. He will get. And that's it. So I'm not worried about the Mets.
Yep. No, I got you, Lou. Let me ask you this. I think any team could do this. And now some teams you have to search a little higher and farther for to come up with a three. But I'm going to say to you, so Louis up at the Bronx, big Met guy, says tap the brakes on the Met hate. It's not hate, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear from you what you believe to be the three best assets of the 2022 Met, the best characteristics. Just give me three. Don't elaborate. Give me a three list. Go. Number one.
All right. I like my starting pitch.
Okay, number two.
I like my defense.
Okay.
A big defense. In all sports, I'm a big defense
guy. I got you.
Yep.
Okay.
I
and
love
number
D
three.
In football. I love D. Listen, D. I love D in basketball.
I got you. Night, no, I got right? you. Okay. Number three, Lou. Number three.
I like the way our closers pitching. That was very important.
Yeah.
We were blowing a lot of games in the ninth inning.
It's true.
Okay. Just
a ton of games.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. As far as me being a Mets fan in the Bronx, listen. I was born in 62. So when I'm 7'69, the Mets win the World Series.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The Yankees aren't any good. 73, the Mets go back to the series. The Yankees are horrible.
Yeah, they were bad.
So at that point, I'm already 11, 12 years old.
Yeah, you're playing the hits. You have no choice. You got to play the hits, right?
With the Yankee fans and everything, they make you hate them. All right? I'm around them all the time with their bragging. And it made me hate them. Hate them. And as far as the Yankees go, too, let's take it easy a little bit on them, too. All right? This Gallo is horrible.
Hold on a sec, Louie. Joey Gallo is completely inconsequential to the fate of the New York Yankees.
I don't want to hear, Brandon, how they don't mind if he strikes out 200 times.
He's not
going to
play, Lou.
And he hits 400.
Louie, he's going to be gone.
25 homers.
Louie, he's going to be gone.
He's going to hit 25 homers for somebody
else. Brandon, how about they want to turn around and say he won two gold gloves? Who cares?
Who?
Now you want to tell me that guy's a gold glove winner?
Louie, Gallo is inconsequential to the fate of the Yankees.
Yes.
He means nothing to the Yankees. Zero.
Isn't it funny that earlier in the season, remember that list about the best left fielders?
He was number two on the list. I actually mocked even then.
Yeah.
So, Louie, thanks for the call there, bud. Love the voice, too. Louie's the man. he just sounds like a character. Starting pitching, okay, defense, and the closer. Those are three phenomenal attributes that basically every championship-caliber team has over the years that they have. The only concern there, the starting pitching is still an asset.
Yes, until health becomes the issue. And you obviously have it with DeGrom already, and then now Tyler McGill, and, who knows what you're getting from Walker.
Don't forget how Scherzer finished the year last year with a dead arm.
Yeah.
Now, that was a little circumstantial coming out of the bullpen, whatever. But, no, the starting pitching's fine. The defense is solid. Not great. I mean, it's solid. Solid. And the closers, Diaz has been very good. No, I mean, really. But we started tapping the brakes on the Diaz hate early in the year. He looked different.
That's right.
And he's been good. 877-337-6666. How about Brad's in Suffern, New York, and Brad is on the fan with Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Brad?
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting my soundtrack back to Binghamton. I got one more final, and then I'm done.
Nice.
I want to talk about the Judge contract.
What are you studying, by the way, Brad? What are you studying?
I'm a dual major in finance and management information systems.
Oh, I love it.
There you go. Attaboy.
You're a geek like me. I was in my ass at UVA.
Hopefully you had more fun.
You had a short finance career, right?
Yeah, BT did. You got the best of both of us. BT had a short finance career, and I studied MIS at UVA.
True.
I love it, man.
I was on Wall Street for a little bit.
Yeah, that was it was fun.
I bucked you, but we'll see if I have you. I really feel like the Yankees are going to reset the market for with this contract extension because it's not going to be like the 10 to 13 year deals like the free agents get.
No, you're right.
That aren't signing their deals at the age 30 season, and he's also, he wasn't extended before arbitration or anything like that. And the way he's hitting right now, like the Yankees, they have to pay him. So 7 to 8 years with a player option at the end, and annual average of anything over 36, 37. I mean, there's nothing, no other player like it that has already signed a contract.
Yeah, you know, it's a, you know, you make a good point, Brad, because, you know, let's see, for the last 4 or 5 years, it has been those, you got to sign a 10-plus or year deal, and it better be, you know, top of the market, 330, whatever that humongous number is. Now, Judge changes things because he went to college and he came in the league. He didn't get in until he was 23 years old, I believe. And he played in a system that took advantage of the system, an organization.
Been 24. Was he 24?
Might have been 24. He played in an organization that took advantage of the arbitration system. They didn't prepay him like Acuna and Tatis and some of these other guys. And, you know, now here he is, truly in his prime at 30 years old and needing to be compensated, like paid, like really paid. He's not going to do the Bryce Harper and Manny Machado and Mike Trout 15-year, 13-year deal. But he can change the narrative on how you do deals with guys like this.
That's a good point.
And if he, what we just laid out, we talked about it a second ago, Brad. I don't know if you heard it, but that 8 years with an option year at the back end, it's $300 million. It pays him a humongous AAV for the first few years of this contract. And then it kindly, slowly just kind of trickles down so that at 36 or 37 or 38, if he's not that guy anymore, you're okay moving off of him and eating those last couple of years of the deal, as opposed to like, man, we got 8 more years of this deal left or 6 more years of this deal left. At a ridiculous number that's untenable. We can't trade him because nobody wants it. He's not producing anymore. Like, you don't want, teams are not going to keep doing that to themselves. And we saw it for too many years of being stuck with these deals that you got to eat. And that's just, it doesn't work anymore.
The one thing that benefits not just the Yankees, but every other team with an aging slugger is that now with Universal DH, there's more options.
Yes.
Where, now, listen, that doesn't solve everything, but it opens up dialogue with other teams that weren't in the conversation before this, you know, this recent implementation, which I think is good for baseball. But that's an astute point, Teak. I mean, we keep focusing on the length, but maybe it's just, it's one of these unique contracts where Aaron Judge is a bit of a pioneer and he kind of resets the rules, so to speak. I like it. 877-337-6666, Teak and Tierney Show. Coming up, so one analyst absolutely loves the Jets. One hates them. Who's right? We'll get to that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.